Well, it's been a big week for transgender rights advocates here in the U.S., most notably in Houston, where voters rejected an equal rights ordinance where opponents of the measure said women and children were at risk by allowing transgender women to use women's bathroom, a loss for the movement. So what now for transgender rights advocates? Joining us is Mara Kiesling, the executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality. Mara, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what is your take on what happened in Houston this week?
Well, it was horrible that extremists making things up could get almost two-thirds of the vote is disheartening and shocking. But, you know, we'll proceed and we'll win. And but it's just horrible. The things they were saying about transgender people is just outrageous.
Well, they turned it into a question of whether transgender people who identify as females should be able to go into the women's bathroom. And I have to say, you know, we've covered this issue before on the show, and the comments from people that come in after that, I was surprised at how many people believe the same things as the people in Houston who voted against this equal rights ordinance. But how do you win that fight if the people of a city like Houston are not with you on that? How do you change your tactics and win?
You know, when you lose a campaign that badly, it isn't about tactics. They got a jump start on us, and we're able to frame the campaign. But it's not about what we did wrong. It's more about what they did. But what we have to do is recognize that the fundamental foundation isn't there yet. The folks in Houston do not know transgender people, and we have to do a better job of introducing them to us, letting them understand that we're just regular people, and that, you know, a transgender woman is a woman, and a transgender man is a man. And, you know, that may take a couple years, but it's what we have to do, and it's what, you know, social justice movements have always had to do. And we were just a little underprepared in Houston.
And how do you get over that fear by some people? Is it just by people getting to know transgender people? How do you get over the fear of somebody who looks like a man coming into a women's bathroom, even if that person identifies as a woman?
It's a multi-pronged thing. First, you have to show people that transgender people are people. But second, you do have to expose the lies coming from the extremists. You know, the kind of law that we were talking about in Houston is exactly the same kind of law as we have in over 200 other municipalities in 19 states. And the things they were trying to scare people with just simply don't happen. They just don't. And we have to get that point across. We have to teach people that really a big part of what this is just extremists who lost the marriage equality fight and need to figure out their relevance.
You think that there's a connection between same-sex marriage and this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the same people. You know, it's the same people who fought that and, you know, to some extent still would like to fight that. But this gives them something to fight. This gives them something to raise money off of and to scare good people with. That doesn't excuse us for having not dealt with the bathroom question head on. We knew it was a lie, but we didn't try to counter it sufficiently and soon enough. And so we lost, and we'll do better next time. But we have to have this conversation you're asking about. We have to talk to America about bathrooms. And I know that's uncomfortable for everybody, but transgender people are like everybody else. We need to use the restrooms.
Well, and I want you to tell us about something that really did not get out in this fight, at least not on a national level, which is, let's say that you do what the people who are opposed to a male transitioning to a female going into a women's bathroom. Let's say that instead that person goes into the men's bathroom. There are issues of safety there as well for the transgender person.
One of the tactics that you're seeing just regular trans people rising up and pointing out is kind of the converse of that. And it's transgender men who often have beards, who may be bald, but, you know, who were assigned female at birth and have transitioned to male. The logic of these folks is that those folks should be in the women's room. If somebody like me who has transitioned from male to female is supposed to be in the men's room, you know, my friend, you know, Sayer, who I'm here in St. Louis with, is supposed to be in the women's room. And it doesn't make any sense. And people in Houston and everywhere have been using public restrooms with transgender people for decades. And what most people do in almost every circumstance is, first of all, they don't notice. Second of all, when they do notice, they mind their own business. And, you know, nobody likes being in public restrooms. People go in and do their business and get out. And, you know, that's a hard conversation to have. I'm not 100% comfortable talking that way on the radio, but we're going to have that conversation.
One more thing I want to ask you about, and that is that your organization did a survey in 2011 of more than 6,000 trans people across the country and found a situation where 40% of respondents had attempted suicide. There was job discrimination, assault, people much more likely to live in extreme poverty compared with the rest of the population. You're going to be coming out with a new survey next year. Any sense that things will be better?
We know things have gotten better for most trans people, not for all trans people. We know it's easier to get identification documents than it used to be. We know that more people are being accepted in workplaces, in public restrooms, in schools. I mean, we know so many thousands and thousands of kids are now out as transgender in public schools, and that helps and that matters, and people are having better lives because of it. So yeah, we expect to see some improvements.
That's Mara Kiesling, the executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality, joining us from St. Louis. Mara, thank you.
Thanks so much.